Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for allowing me to do that, for hanging in here with me all these years. And of course, one of the things that some of the groups that we have to be very thankful for on the show, and I know you are too, are our corporate partners who've been with us all these years and who continue to help us bring you all the things that we do. And one of those companies is Insperity, and Jay Meeks is with us. He's a EVP of Sales and Marketing with Insperity. And Jay, thanks again for all you do for small business and your business, and thank you for the support that you've given us over the years.
Oh, my pleasure, and it's been very good for us, and that's how relationships should work, and it works
absolutely
for both sides.
So absolutely.
We're very proud to be a part of the success.
Thank you. Jay, one of the things you guys do every quarter is you poll your customers to ask them how things are going out there in the economy, and you've just gotten a new report in. Tell us about it.
Yeah, every quarter we poll our client companies, and we get several hundred of our client companies respond back to how they feel about some major issues that are going on out there. And, of course, one of them is the economy, and only 15% at this point think that we're in an economic recovery. So most of them think it's going to be a year out. So it sounds like they're thinking it's going to be at November 2012. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You read between the lines of that one.
Right.
But remarkably, they're doing well, and it's not as dire as it was a few years ago in terms of their own business plans and how they're achieving in their own personal business plans. But it does, it just demonstrates or puts a punctuation mark on the fact that we're still in a pretty mediocre recovery, and they're not seeing, a lot to get excited about.
Well, one of the reasons why, even though the growth is not very good, things are still happening, is, I keep reminding people, this is still a $15 trillion economy. That's a huge economy, and that's a lot of buying and selling. I mean, there's a lot of things that are breaking and becoming obsolete and wearing out and having to be repaired and consumed and bought again. I mean, there's a lot of buying and selling going on, even if we're not happy about the growth, isn't it?
Well, I think that part of the reflection in the survey is looking at the glass a little, half empty. Instead of half full, because it's been such a protracted downturn. Eventually we are going to need to build houses. Eventually cars are going to turn to rust. You're right. Those things break down. And the question that remains out there, though, Jim, and that we get in the survey, is the fact that the uncertainty that exists out there. So that, are my taxes going to go up at the end of 2012? What's Obamacare going to do to me? There's a lot of there's a dark cloud out there. And so every time they get excited, there's blue sky, look over their head, they see the blue sky, look on the horizon, and see that dark cloud coming. It kind of causes them, well, I better go ahead and batten down a little more here.
And that's not our nature here in America, is it?
I don't think so. I think that's our nature, of course, is to build and to create. The operative word here is create wealth.
Mm-hmm.
We're not waiting for someone to give it to us, unlike some folks that are sitting around these parks around the country. The entrepreneurs of America are the greatest people in the world, and they create jobs. They create wealth. They don't take it from anybody.
Right.
They don't steal it from anybody. They're not waiting for the government to show up.
And they're not thinking about sacrifice, are they? They're thinking about growth.
Well, those people need to be honored. Those people need to be esteemed. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be denigrated and told that they're greedy and told they're not good people. Those are wonderful people. We should be honoring them the highest level we can, because they risk everything every day.
See, that's the thing.
And they should be honored.
That's the thing that I think is people should be recognized. I thought about this over the weekend, Jay. When the president talks about millionaires and billionaires, it makes it sound like they were born on third base and they woke up thinking they hit a triple. Most of those millionaires, at least the ones that I know, we're not born on third base. They weren't even born in the bat in the on deck circle. They came up from nothing. And if they're a millionaire today, it's because they, as you said, they risked everything and they made it happen through sheer dint of will. You're right. We shouldn't be denigrating them. We should be honoring those people.
Listen, let me tell you something. In order to achieve the status of being a multimillionaire or a billionaire, there are things that you had to do about your life that you had to change a lot.
Right.
You weren't the same person you were when you were crawling out of the mass or whatever.
Right.
And so you look at the 500 richest people in America. 400 plus of those people are self-made.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's what the rest of us, most of the rest of us, want to achieve. And that's the reason why we've got to get back to appealing to the better angels of our nature, which is shared wealth, shared opportunity, not shared sacrifice. Jay, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all you do. We'll see you next time.
Congratulations on 14 years, Jim.
Thanks.
To you soon.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, with Insperity. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.